and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. This is flyer number 684, entitled Maskless Advice to Men. Don't just adapt to women, change them. Description. This flyer claims that it's not enough for men to merely adapt to women, to monoconscious feminist expression of misandry, and to women's awful, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. This flyer shows how biconscious masculists and the man's strike of the MGTOWs will force women to change, to become a lot nicer to men, to become biconscious, and to vote with men to mend fair the gender laws. Now the flyer itself. Masculist advice to men. Don't just adapt to women, change them. By Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Masculism is a very powerful ideology that has the capacity to fundamentally change women for the better from the point of view of men. The aim of this flyer is to show that this is true and to suggest ways that men, particularly masculisted men, can do that. In today's world, September 2024, I think it's fair to say that on the whole, men are merely reacting to women, particularly feministed women, who make all kinds of demands and express negative opinions regarding men, that men merely react to, rather than reversing the process, putting powerful moral and practical pressure on women so that women become a lot nicer for men and liberate men from the horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men. When I look at the MGTOWs, for example, I see a passive group of men who are merely reacting to women's behaviour, who choose to have nothing to do with women, not even dating them, certainly not marrying them, nor giving them their sperm. The maskers, who, in contrast with MGTOWs, are fighters who are out to change women so that women don't oppress men with feminist misandry and don't oppress men with awful, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. As a maskist, I've always had a contempt for MGTOW political passivity, their lack of vision in gender political terms. The apolitical whimpery of MGTOWs, with their passive acceptance of the feminist-dominated gender political status quo, I see, as the historical equivalent of the second-wave feminists in the late 60s deciding not to pursue feminist politics in the 70s, so would not have achieved fundamental changes in the gender laws that would affect millions of women, for example, equal pay for equal work, the right to enter the professions, the abortion right, fault-free divorce, the takeover of the divorce courts, the establishment of equal rights for women, committees in the parliaments, etc. The MGTOWs, in all their apolitical passivity, have decided to not even attempt the male equivalent of what the feminists achieved in the 70s, when the feminists move on from their first major phase in second-wave feminism, that is, consciousness-raising, and into their second major phase, namely into feminist politics. This lack of political commitment on the part of the MGTOWs merely holds back the betterment of men in terms of not being freed from the horrible, decades-lasting oppression of men by women. So men, millions of men, continue to suffer this oppression by women because the MGTOWs are too wimpy and too gutless to help fight against this female misandry and female oppression of men. This is not to say that the impact of the MGTOWs has been politically negligible. On the contrary, in the US now, so many millions of young men are so disgusted with the misandry of young women that two-thirds of these young men, in capital letters, refuse to even date young women, in brackets, according to a 2022 poll from the Pew Research Center, a respectable polling company, close brackets. Thus throwing young women into a panic, since when two-thirds of young US men refuse to even date young women, then inevitably millions of young US women are not going to have a boyfriend, since there will be too few men who are prepared to be boyfriends. These millions of young men prefer to live the MGTOW lifestyle in brackets of not marrying, not being fathers, and spending their money and time on themselves, close brackets. Of course, at the individual level, it's much easier to simply walk away from misandrist women than to fight, Maskus style, for the men faring of the gender laws, in brackets. For example, the fipping of women, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, close brackets, so that women do not manslave men for decades. The creation of a FIP society, in brackets, where both sexes are socialized and educated to be FIPs or rot on the shelf, close brackets. The fundamental reform of the divorce courts, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, that is, the mother and the father, so that women do not divorce rape men, one father in four. The legislation of the para, that's paternity rejection right, so that men are not forced into undesired paternity, one of the worst gender crimes that women commit against men. The legislation of the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births to block women's paternity fraud, a particularly vicious form of gender crime that women commit against men, manslaving men for two decades to pay for a kid that is, in capital letters, not even his. The establishment of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees in the parliaments, that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, to ensure that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today in today's gynocentric society in gender political terms. Given the above, it should be clear to anyone that there is a ton to do in terms of the men faring of the gender laws that the MGTOWs have no interest in undertaking, and hence the contempt of the masculists towards them, who, in contrast, are gearing up for a fight against our gynocentric society, and in particular, forcing women to change so that men can live in a men-fair society where the gender laws are fair to men. So how can men, masculisted men, change women, so that women are motivated to help men achieve the men-faring of the gender laws? Men have several powerful tools to force women to help men-fare the gender laws. The obvious one is that a fluffy, in brackets, fluffy equals a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, the worst of all gender crimes, close brackets, can only be a fluffy if she's able to find some gullible, stupid, ignorant, in brackets, of Maskus and MGTOW ideas, man who is prepared to be manslayed by a fluffy. Thanks to the MGTOW and Maskus movements, the supply of such men is drying up. In the US now, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, let alone marrying them and giving them babies. So in that sense, the MGTOWs, in brackets, along with the masculists, close brackets, are causing significant change in women, that is, forcing women to be single and babyless, which is driving them crazy, thus motivating them to wonder what the hell is going on with men. Wondering why men refuse to marry and be fathers, thus pushing women to make the effort to understand masculist and MGTOW ideas. Since there are many more MGTOWs than masculists, given that it's so much less effort, MGTOW style, to simply walk away from women than masculist style to fight politically for the men faring of the gender laws, one can readily reason that MGTOWs are causing the lion's share of the forcing of women to question their misandry and oppression of men. Maskers do not deny the enormous impact that MGTOWs have had on causing millions of women to remain alone, manless, sexless, loveless, babyless, and utterly rejected both socially and sexually. Not all MGTOWs are MGTOW monks. Some MGTOWs do choose to sex women, but by definition, MGTOWs do not marry nor give women their sperm. Maskers are a lot more aggressive and confrontational than MGTOWs when it comes to women, particularly towards monoconscious feminists, brackets, monoconscious equals. Having only had one's feminist consciousness raised, believing that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, which is the fundamental idea of the feminists, close brackets. Maskers have a hatred of monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, and confront them with real verbal aggression when they come across them, hurling abuse at them for their sexist, hypocritical bigotry. Maskers are very conscious of how much worse women oppress men than vice versa. In brackets, for example, on the one hand, the feminists' emphasis on men's rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, etc., versus the masculist emphasis on the far worse decades-lasting gender crimes of women's manslavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc. This is the end of part one.